knife on Yom Tov, on the pum, on the mouth of the kula of the basket. Like Rashi says, Mishav Shei Sakin Apiyasal. He was rubbing his knife on the piyasal, on the opening of the basket. So probably it was made out of wood, but he was like rubbing it. So question, he could have been doing one of two reasons, either to get the fat off the meat knife, or else to sharpen the knife. So v'yamrle the yes ravam lechadad akovid mar, are you doing it to sharpen the knife? Oy lahavir shamnunisa. I say, yes, Rava, what's the reason why you're doing it? Or else you're doing it maybe just to take the fat off the knife. The Omalei Ravatak answered back to them and told them, lahavir shamnunisa. The reason, the purpose why he's doing it is only to take the fat off the knife. So he said the reason why he's doing it is just to clean off the fat off the knife. But the chazitza ledaite, Rav Nechemya, Rav Yosef Yosef said, but I really saw that really the reason why Rava was doing it, the lechada de kovit, he was really doing it in order to sharpen the knife. That was his real intentions why he was doing it. Why he was rubbing his knife on Yom Tov against the opening, the tip of the basket. So why didn't Rava tell him this? Well, because Rava held halacha v'ein merintain. The halacha is true, the halacha is like a Yehuda, that machshiri oichal nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, but v'ein merintain, you don't go around telling other people like this. And the reason could be is, like we'll soon see later, even though we hold like Rav Yehuda, that machshiri oichal nefesh is mutter, but it's only machshiri oichal nefesh that was the efshel asaisim erev Yom Tov. It was only something that you could not fix erev Yom Tov. And let's say the knife first became dull on Yom Tov, or the knife first broke on Yom Tov, then you're allowed to fix it. Well, let's say the knife was already dull from before Yom Tov, so you should have fixed it before Yom Tov, then the halacha is, if it's efshel asaisim erev Yom Tov, it's also to do on Yom Tov. So since it's possible, people, if you stand Murray, you stand teacher, tell everybody, the halacha is like if you do, people will make mistakes and think, which is mutter, no matter what, and they won't make a difference whether it was Eshel HaSoysen or not. Therefore, the case is, ain't Murray. We don't teach other people the halachas. But for you yourself, privately, you could take a do like this. So therefore, Rava didn't want to tell over that was the halacha. Vaita v'yom Rabbi Abaye said, Hevi kimna kaimi demar, who was also once walking in front of his Rebbe, Mar, maybe also means Rava. He saw him rubbing his knife on the bottom of the mill. Could be the millstone. So Mistam even was made out of stone. Mistam is not a derech though to sharpen it this way. But he was rubbing his knife on the bottom of shifto the rechaya, on the bottom of the mill. The amri lay, so they asked, so Abaye asked for his mar. The amri lay, lechadado kaboy mar, how come you're rubbing your knife? Are you doing it for the purpose of sharpening your knife? And you hold your ladder, sharpen your knife on Yom Tov. Or lahavir shamnunisei, or the only purpose of doing it is just to clean, to get the fat off the knife. The Omali and the Mar answered him and told Abaye, lahavir shamnunisei. The reason why he's doing it is only to clean the knife, to get the fat off the knife. And Abaye said though, v'chazitza ladaita v'razerbe, really to see that really his intentions were, to lechadada kovid. Really what he was doing was to lechadada, to clean the knife. To sharpen the knife. Uksava, but again, as Mar also held, halacha v'yemurin kain. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda. You talk your ladder, sharpen the knife. But the halacha is ain murin kain. We don't teach it to other people. So therefore, he didn't want to tell other people why he was doing it. But really, that's the halacha v'yemurin kain. Now, the halacha talk will soon see, we also paskin like Reb Yehuda. We hold that machshiri oichel nefesh, that ef shel asoisim erev Yom Tov, is talk a doiche Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. However, we hold to sharpen your knife on a mashchese shaleven, the real derech, the real way you do it by choral, to use this stone to sharpen your knife on, that we hold is also on Yom Tov. Mashma, that's called tikin mono, or that's called uvda de choral, that's the losa. But if you don't do it in the regular manner, the way you do it on the weekday, a little shinui, we hold as the etzem loch of sharpening the knife, since it's called a hechshir, it's a machshir of a lechon nefesh, we hold it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Right, Mor says, Yiboyilu, we have a new shaila now. Mao laharoi sakin lochochin biyomtiv. Is a shaykhit allowed to show his knife, the shaykhit knife, before he uses it, before he shechs, to a chochim on yomtiv? There was meikir adina the Gemara, the locher is that a regular tabach, a regular shaykhit, cannot shech, use his knife, unless first he shows it to a chochim. A chochim has to be boidik it, check it out to make sure that no pekim is, to make sure the knife is kosher. So the question is, are you allowed to do it on yomtiv or not? So Rashi explains, like, mi mechse kubdu dechil, does it look like a weekday action? The Avshe Milsa, because the big Avshe Milsa, Shadaita Limchab Yitlis Arloy Mechsei. But usually when a Sheikh goes to Shecht, especially if he's showing his knife, he plans to Shecht a lot of animals at one time. And usually you do that for the purpose of selling it, like it's Avshe Milsa, so it looks like Ubdu Dechil. So that's the question, are you allowed to show your knife to a Chochem now, your Sheikhid knife, on Yom Tif or not? There's a lot of Yisurim here, the Omni before, these are all questions of Ubdu Dechil. Something that's not really yasur, it just looks like you're doing a nuvda d'chor. Looks like you're doing something, a weekday action, that the chomim don't want you to do. That was the pshan in Mishnah before, shaykel adam basay, not let you use a scale at all on yontif, but by using a scale, it looks like uvda d'chor. These are yisurim and rabbanim, things that look like a weekday action, to rabbanim asadim. So that's the shayla here, can you show this sakin to a chochim or not? So Gemara says, Rav Mori bred Rav Bizna Shori. Rav Mori bred Rav Bizna. He was talking about it. He said, it's okay. You're allowed to do it. It's mutter. For Rabbonin asked, Rabbonin said, no, it's osir. And Mikra Din, the locha should be like Rabbonin. However, Bizman Azir, since every sheikh has a Kabbalah, as soon as when he becomes a sheikh, he has to get a Kabbalah. Since the Kabbalah is that every sheikh now was allowed to check out his own knife. So since you're allowed to check out your own knife, then it's not Mechse Kubdu Dechol, like we'll soon see in the Gemara. But Mikra Adin Dovzvana Gemara, when you had to show it to somebody else, to a Chochim, you were not allowed to check it out. For Rabbi Yosef Omar, Talmud Chochim, Roya Liyatzmo Yemashilu Le'achirim. Rabbi Yosef said a Meitzel, like Dovzvana Gemara, that you had to check it out, and it was also to do on Yom Tif, so the Talmud Chochim, he's allowed to check out his own knife for his own sake. So one answer is, he should check out his own knife, and if somebody else wants it, Shecht, let him borrow the Talmud Chochim's knife. So it's not considered that the other person is coming to show his knife for Talmud Chochim, that's also Mishmuvdu Dechayil, but rather since Talmud Chochim is checking it out for himself, that's Mutter to do, and then he can lend it out to other people. So if this comes out, that the Zman is there, that the Sheikhtim don't have to show it to anybody else, they just check it out themselves, it's Mutter for them to check it out on Yom Tov. V'yoma Rabbi Yosef, Sakin She'omdo, a Sakin that became dull, that you can't cut with it anymore now, is mutter lechadad of Yom Tov. You should know you're allowed to sharpen it on Yom Tov. In other words, the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda that machshiri oichon nefesh is mutter. Could be not with the mashchetah shel evin. You're not allowed to use the regular stone to sharpen it with. That's lubdu d'chayil. But otherwise, with the shina with wood, you're allowed to sharpen it even on Yom Tov. The Gemara says vahani mili. When is this said? Hu de posko agav duchko. Only that it could still cut if you press down very hard. In other words, it's true the knife is dull, but it's not that dull that it can't be used at all, even with a lot of pressure. Because if it can't be used, even with a lot of pressure, then it's also to clean it, to sharpen it on Yom Tov. So Rashi learns the pshat is, that's the tircha yaseiru. Rashi learns that's a very big tircha. If it's so dull that it can't even use it by pressing down, it has to take a lot of tircha to fix it. So much tircha, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. Another reason is brought down, that the Mechaber says, is that if it doesn't work at all, then like we said, Lemaisa, even by sharpening it, you're only allowed to use the mashcheses shel eitz, but not the real mashcheses made out of stone. So if you're going to have the knife that's so dull that can't be used at all, we're afraid maybe if you come to sharpen it, it'll be so hard for you that you come to use the mashcheses shel evin. So that's why you can't sharpen this knife. If it's so dull that it can't even be used, I they duchka by pressing it down. Mashenka, if it's just a little bit dull, that you can't use it normally, you have to press down, then by sharpening, you don't have to sharpen it that hard, then we're not afraid maybe you come to use the sharpener made out of a stone, but rather you'll do the shinui, the sharpener made out of eights. Vayta Dorash Rav Chizda, Vitema Rav Yosef, Echot Sakin Shenifkimo. A Sakin that became Nifkimo means, like a pagam, something happened to it, indentions happening to the knife. V'yechod shvud shenirtzum, or shvud, the spit that you roast meat on, the point got cut off. V'yechod greifus tana v'kirayim, or else you have your oven, or kirayim that we used to cook with, that greifus mean like the side of it caved in, you have some plaster now of the size that caved in, they're inside the tana. And you want to be yomtif, you want to now fix these things or clean them out on yomtif. Is it mutter or not? So he said over, Bonu l'machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbonin. This is totally the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin that we had before. The Tanya we learned, a Mishnah Megillah, Ein ben yomtif l'shabes eloichol nefesh bovad. There's no difference, the malachas that apply to Shabbos apply to yomtif also, only that oichol nefesh is mutter on yomtif. Reb Yehuda Matir Af Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. Reb Yehuda that says even Machshiri Eichel Nefesh is also mutter to do on Yom Tov. Not only for cooking the food itself, but even to fix the knife, the heksha, the preparation for the food, that's also mutter to do on Yom Tov. All right, turn over. So Gemara says now, my time with the Tanakhama, what's the reason of the Tanakhama? Like, what's the machlokes here? Omar Kroor Tanakhama says that the Pasuk says, Hu levado yeyosu lechem. You're allowed to cook eichel nefesh, but who? Only this alone is mutter. So they darshan, who it says is a miyut. For loy machshirov. Who? Only this, only eichel nefesh itself is mutter, and not the heksha, not the preparation for the food. For Rabbi Yehudi, Ram Rabbi Yehudi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Kroor, the Pasuk says, lochem. Hisu levado yeyosu lechem for you. So you darshan, lochem means lechol tzorcheichem. Any need, anything that's necessary for you, you're allowed to do. Doesn't like mean anything. Rakot Panama means the hechsherim, what's necessary for the food, anything that's necessary for the food, even the preparation, the fixing the oven, the fixing the knife, that's also mutter to do on Yom Tov. Shad the Gemara of Tanakam or Aksil Lochem, good, it says the word who, but it also says the word Lochem is mashma like Rabbi Yehuda, any type of purpose, any type of enjoyment that you need should be mutter. So Amaloch, Tanakam says, Hahu is a niyit, Lochem v'ler l'nochem, like we had before. You're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov for you, for a Jew, but not for a Goy. For a Goy, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Vidach, what does that view to do? Name yoksiv hu, I according to view that Shra, the Pesuk says hu, it's mashmitz and miyat hu, only this, only eichel nefesh. So Amalach, a view that says like this, true, ksiv hu, it says in miyat of hu. Uksiv lochem, it also says the word lochem. It says both things, everything and like a miyat. For like Kashi, there's no theory now. I'll tell you, kan b'machshirov she'ef shel asayisimer of Yom Tov. What's mutter, what's lochem, which type of a heksher are you allowed to do? That's a heksher, no forget. What's osir, what does who mean? That's efshel asoysimer of Yom Tov. If you knew the knife broke before Yom Tov, and you could have fixed it before Yom Tov, then the locher is you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's who. Who, certain times is, means if you could have done it erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fix it up on Yom Tov. But what does lochem mean, that you are allowed to fix up things? Kan b'machshirov she'efshel asoysimer of Yom Tov. In a case where you couldn't have fixed it up before Yom Tov, let's say the knife first broke today, the shpid, the shvutz first broke today, the oven first caved in today, so you couldn't have fixed it up erev Yom Tov, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the pasuk lachem, that you're allowed to fix it up on Yom Tov itself. So posture, this is only machlokes by a hechsher eichel nefesh. That's Tosfos Shita, and therefore an eichel nefesh itself, cooking up food, even food that you could have cooked up better erev Yom Tov, you're still allowed to do it on Yom Tov. His eichel nefesh itself, the actual cooking of the food itself, that's mutter even where it was efshel asoysimer of Yom Tov. His the only chiluk here is by a hechsher eichel nefesh, but not eichel nefesh itself. However, Rashi's shita was at the beginning of this parak we had. Rashi said the reason why you can't catch fish, it can't be tzod on Yom Tov is because it was a melacha that efshel asoysimer of Yom Tov. You could have done it before Yom Tov, even though it's a melacha of the actual eichel nefesh itself. Still, Rashi Shita is that our din here like Rabbi Yehuda, that a melacha that's efshel asoysim erev Yom Tov even applies to eichel nefesh itself. Even when doing with the actual food itself, if you could have taken care of it erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. And really, the Mechaber and Tov Tzadik Aleph paskins like Rashi that lechetchila, if there's any type of a food that would taste better if it was cooked erev Yom Tov, you're taka not allowed to cook it on Yom Tov. You're supposed to cook erev Yom Tov. Our whole hetta, what we cook on Yom Tov is because food tastes much better when it's fresh. Something baked, cake or bread, tastes much better when it's fresh. Therefore, you have a right to bake or cook on Yom Tov. It tastes better than it would taste erev Yom Tov. But if you have some type of a soup or some type of a dish that would taste better if it was cooked yesterday, so the Mechada Paskins then, lechatchila, you should not cook it on Yom Tov, but cook it before Yom Tov like Rosh Hashita. Just b'dieved, let's say you did not cook before Yom Tov, and you want to go eat now on Yom Tov, and you want to make a dish that true would have tasted better yesterday, but l'maisi you did not make it, then b'dieved you could be semech on Tosfos Shita to say that since you're cooking food itself, eichel nefesh itself, that's mutter even though it was actually a tzeis of Yom Tov. So b'dieved you could be semech on Tosfos Shita. But l'chatchila though, any food that tastes better cooked before, you should make sure to cook it before Yom Tov and not rely for us to do it on Yom Tov like Rashi's Shita. Right. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel Shvud Shenirtzaf or Shvud the spit. Rashi learns Nimach Shedorsu Olav in Isakim. It came a little bit crooked. It got bent. the spit that you put the food on to roast, it didn't break, it didn't become in two, it just bent a little bit. So the locher is also lasakne b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to fix it now on yomtiv. So Rashi learns because it could be used the way it is. So it's a tirchot leitzarech, you're not allowed to do it. The Gemara of Pshita, of course you're not allowed to do it. If you could use it the way it is, you shouldn't be mad you to fix it. So leitzaricha, the chiddush is, if, even though the afagav, the mifshet b'yodi, even though all you have to do is just bend it back with your hands, you don't even have to use a hammer to bang it down with. It's so easy just to bend it back. Still, if you could use it the way it is, you don't have a right to bend it back. So chur, the same thing would be if you have a fork or a spoon that got bent, and this is the only fork you have. So if you could use it, peshasat chak, the way it is right now, you would not be allowed to bend it back into place. But let's say it's not usable, you can't use it at all right now, you have a spoon, that the way it's bent, you can't use it at all, then it would be mutter to bend it back in place if this is the only spoon you have. That's called hechshir oichel nefesh, providing the first bent on Yom Tov itself. So you couldn't have done an erev Yom Tov, then it would be mutter to do it on Yom Tov. The Yom Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Shavud Shetzolu Boy Boser, the spit that you already roasted the meat on already, you took the meat off it, you finished roasting with it, is also a Taltla B'Yom Tov. You should know it's Muksa. Rashlan, this meat doesn't look like nice right anymore, it's dirty, so you're not allowed to touch it, it's Muksa. Ravada Barav Roma Rav Malchiyov. Ravada Barav said over the name of Rav Malchiyov, that Shoymto Yomunicha B'Keren Zavis. What you should do is you could kick it to the side. In other words, move it, Rashi says, a Tiltum and Atzad. In other words, you don't want it to hurt you. It's in the middle of the floor. You're afraid you'll trip and hurt yourself over it. So you're allowed to shem to like move it. Let's take a spoon and move it away with the spoon to the Keren Zavis. Make a tultum in atzad. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi. Omar Rav Huna. For who sheyesh lo k'sayis boser. He's a machmir. Even this much of moving it to the side, it's only mutter if there's some k'sayis boser on the spit. But if there's no k'sayis boser, then it's also. But l'may salach is like this. That Ravina Omar Afal Pi Sheino Love Boser, even though there's no meat on this spit, still you should know the locher is Mutal Tautloi. You let a mamish pick it up with your hands and move it to the side. Why? Aye, it's Muksa. Midi de heve ya kites brishus rabbin. It's not worse than you have thorns, a thorn bush in a shus rabbin. You're afraid people hurt themselves, so mishum hezek, you let a move Muksa to push it on the side. Here also, you're afraid that the people in your house will fall on this spit and hurt themselves. You're allowed to pick it up and move it to the side on Yom Tov. However, the halacha of the Mechaba Paskin is that this halacha of a shavud, so about that's like a piece of stick that's not really a kli. So vice versa, yet some muksa machmas mias, if it will be a kli, we don't hold for muksa machmas mias. Like, Sam, now it's silver that's dirty, it's not really a muksa. Here it's talking about Sam was a piece of wood that you use now to tzola to roast the meat on it. So it didn't really get a shame kli to it. So therefore here, since it's mias, it's disgusting, and didn't really make it into a kli, that's why here it's muksa. Now that was saying it's mutter to matatul l'shoymto, and aloch, we passed on like the middle shita, that like Rav Malchiyov, that you're not allowed to take it, pick it up with your hands, you're only allowed to move it to the side with a tultum and atzad, pushing it through something else. And even though by Hilchos Shabbos there, by Hezek the Rabbim, by a kreis b'shus Rabbim, there we say, allowed to pick it up with your hands, mamish, there's a difference. There it's a question of a Hezek the Rabbim. Where it's a question of a hezek the rabbim, there will makel to pick it up. But over here, it's not a rabbim passing by, it's only the people in your house. And it has to be in the place that people walk by it. So here, only Matthew like to move it to the side with a tiltum in atzad. So tomorrow, Omar Rav Chinano, Brei the Rav Iko, Shvud, the halacha is about a shvud, like we just said now. When you finish using it, can you move it to the side or not? Shvachos. The halacha brought down in Ksubis that even if you bring 100 maids to your wife, still you have a right to force your wife to do some work in the house. At least Rashi brings down the work with the wool at least. You don't want it to be bought to Lagarmin because potato is made with Zima. So therefore, that's halacha over there. And Rav Malki will soon see who said the halacha of the Gumais. Gumais also is Shaila when Misha becomes a Gedela when she has to have Cyrus. Now the hair, sometimes you check there, you don't find any hair, but you see Gumais to mean there are little pockets there, like holes there. So we say for sure there was a hair there and it fell off. So if you find two pockets there like Minemon, for sure this girl had already two hairs, and that's what she called the Gedela. So the Gemara says Rav Malkiyev, the one who said over these three halachas was Rav Malkiyev with the Vav. Mashenke and Blurius, those halachas about giving a haircut to a guy that used to leave the middle of his hair over L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So if a Jew was giving him a haircut, he can't cut and leave over those blurious L'Shem Avodah Zarah. You have to stop cutting three etzboyes before that. Eifa Mikla, another halacha, that if you have a wound, you're not allowed to put eifer, dirt, ashes inside it, because it looks like you're making tattoos. That's also ugvina. Another shalom, what's one of the reasons the Gemara there says that you're not allowed to eat goyish cheese, cheese that's made by goy? So Rav Malki is said over there in Avodah Zarah, the reason is because they smear it with the fats of a chazir, so pig fats. That's why his reason why he can't use cheese. So Gemara says that's Rav Malki. Rav Malki said over these last three members. So even though they sound alike, Malki and Malkov, we want to make sure not to make a difference. What Malki said and what Malki said. Rav Popa, Rav Popa said like this, Masniso, Masniso Rav Malki. He said a little bit different, Rav Popa. He said that a Mishnah and Brises are Rav Malki. Shmaitato, the Gemaras, that's Rav Malkov. Rav Malkov, he only said over the Gemaras, not things that were said in the Mishnah and the Brises. What's the sign to remember? Masnisa Malchus, like a Mishnah is like Malchus. So the Mishnah and Rav Malkiyah said, and the Shmaita Torah, that's Rav Malkiyah said. The Gemara says, "My Benai, what's the difference? The Benai of Shvachus. Difference is who said over the memory of Shvachus. Shvachus is also a Mishnah. So before we had Rav Malkiyah said it, and according to Rav Popa, it's not Rav Malkiyah, but it's Rav Malkiyah. That since it's a Mishnah, the Mishnahs were said over from Rav Malkiyah. So that's the Nafkumina. Which one said over this halacha? So the Mishnah Vayta. Lo yoy marodim latabach. On Yom Tif, if you go to the butcher to buy yourself meat, you should not tell him, shokol li b'dinner. Give me a dollar's worth of meat. Shokol li b'dinner basar. I will sheikh it or mechalak b'nayim. You could say, give me a piece of the animal, like shech the animal, and give me a half, give me a quarter, that you could say. As long as you don't mention the amount of the price. You can't mention the price on Yom Tif, that's awesome. Must say, "Hey, how are you allowed to do it?" Rashi, "Kishen the roitz lika chol of him when you don't want to buy the whole animal. For loy machzah, not even half. For loy shkris, not even a third. Or not even a quarter. El abadiner, you only take want to buy like $1 worth. Or bishnayim ayamalo, you want to buy $2 worth. How are you going to say it? You can't stand say like mechalik b'neim. I'll divide it in half. I don't want half. I don't want a third of the animal." Tumara says, "Hey, Ovid, what do you do?" Tumara says, "Kihor, the Suri army in Suri used to say tarto."